Welcome to the Gen Z Pod. I'm your host, Dia. If you're planning to make the most out of teenage while you can, then you're in the right place. On this show, we talk about all sorts of positivity, like motivation, productivity, and manifestation. This is going to be quite the journey, and I promise you're not going to want to miss it. Make teenage the best part of your life with me, Dia. Now let's begin. Hey, hi, hello, what's up? Welcome or welcome back to the Gen Z Pod. I'm your host, Dia. Today for the episode 4, we are talking all about time management and procrastination and their respective pros and cons. And I cannot put enough limelight on this topic to emphasize upon how important it is, because trust me, ever since I've started implementing time management in my life, it has literally flipped over and, you know, my dopamine level have increased. Okay, that does not really make sense. But still, you get the idea, right? I'm trying to say that time management is very important, guys. Be it for your mental health, for your physical health. Just to make you smile, just to feel satisfied and confident about where your life is going. Just to have a purpose in life. That is why time management is important. And yeah, let's get into the topic. But before we do, one small thing to say. Thank you so much for bringing me so close to 150 followers on my Instagram page. It has not even been like, 10 days since I opened the page. And I'm pretty sure within the first 2 weeks, we are going to cross 200 followers too. So thank you so much. If that happens, make that happen, of course. If you don't follow it already, you know what to do. Please, please, please go and follow it. And there's something very, very, very special coming once we hit 200 followers. I'm not going to tell what, but yeah, something related to the podcast and something really special. Getting back to our episode, let's start by talking about what procrastination and time management actually are. Basically, delaying your tasks in any way just because you're lazy is procrastination. Managing your time, taking out time for everything, not overexerting yourself, but not also staying very lazy. Completing your tasks on time, exactly on time, is time management. And a lot of people tend to confuse time management and task management. So let me clear that out too. Task management is basically completing your tasks however way you do it. Time management is propagating proper time sections or sectors, whatever, for completing that task. And taking out time for other things too, you know. I mean, just because you have a math test tomorrow does not mean you're going to study 24/7 or you're not going to take any breaks. Whatever it is, propagating time into proper sectors, that's what time management is. So, you know what it is? Let's talk about why it's super duper important. Look, now you don't understand this. Not a lot of people do. It's okay if you don't. But all I'm saying is that not managing your time and procrastinating can literally harm you in so many ways. It can be bad for your physical health. It can be bad for your mental health. Not going into details, not trying to explain you exactly what it will do. But you get the idea, right? I mean, procrastination is a negative term altogether. So it does leave some sort of negative impact on your life, right? Procrastination is literally so toxic. I mean, I cannot explain how toxic it is. And you'll only get that proper toxicity essence, I guess, whatever it is, once you actually start removing it from your life, right? So please, 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 I literally request you to try this out. Maybe just for a week, because then it'll become your habit. But stop procrastinating under any circumstances. If you're finding it difficult, you're at the right place. I'm going to include all of that shit in this episode too, so make sure to hear that out. But yeah, that's what procrastination is harming you for. And time management can actually take away all of those problems. And you know, these are the problems it will take away, but one thing it really helped me through is mental health, you know, because I felt so disappointed at a stage in my life. I mean, I was doing great things, but I was not doing them in a great way. I was not satisfying myself or, you know, doing anything to regain that confidence that I've lost in this lockdown, right? And managing my time literally flipped that over. I'm way more confident now than I ever was just because I'm managing my time. I know I'm completing all of my tasks. And right before sleeping, when I see all of those ticks on my to-do list, literally that's what gives me a smile before I sleep. And there are so many things I can talk about when it comes to time management, but we're gonna stick on the important stuff for today. Anyway, now let's talk about how to actually implement it, as you probably know the importance and the meaning of it now. So there are many ways in which you can implement time management, alright? I cannot tell you every single way in detail, but two things that you must have heard somewhere, and even if you haven't, I'll introduce you to them, is one Pomodoro method and one to-do lists. To-do list is something we've all heard. It's basically making a list of all of your tasks and checking them over as you do them. And at least to me, it helps me so much. I've been making one to-do list every night for the next day for the past 1 year, I think. Before that too, I did make a to-do list, but then I was really bad at following shit then, so we're not going to talk about that stage. But I have not stopped making a to-do list ever since. I literally have a to-do list right now, and recording this episode was a part of that to-do list, right? So this is something you should never lose in life. To-do lists, oh my god, so important. And Pomodoro method is basically time blocking. Again, not confusing terms. Basically what it means is propagating time for every single task. Now, a lot of people will say, okay, let's say I have to study for my math test. I'm going to give myself 3 hours, and in those 3 hours, I'll study for it for 1 hour and then give myself two hours off. You must think this is good because you're actually giving yourself the medium of 3 hours. But trust me, 99% of the times you're going to use the last 1 hour for that. And you've literally wasted 2 hours of your life when you could have implemented them for something better. And this might seem like a very small part of life, but once you start implementing it, it will give you such a big benefit that you will regret overlooking it at any point in life, right? Okay, so propagating specific timelines, you know, right? Not just saying that I have to complete it for however much time I take between these 3 hours. No, not that. You should know how much time you're going to take. I'm going to take 1 hour. Okay, I'm going to do this in 1 hour. If it takes more time, that's a different case. But I will complete this in this 1 hour, and I'm not taking a break right now. Once the task is complete or before completing the task, that is the time when you can actually take a break. But, you know, before that, I would not suggest taking a break so much. I mean, I just don't feel it when I take a break between studying or something like that. Of course, until and unless you have to study for more than an hour. But yeah, I give myself a break after every 1 hour, but I won't take a break within that 1 hour. So that's what I'm talking about. Propagating different sectors for every single task. That is what Pomodoro method is. And also using a timeline to schedule that. Now you can use some app or you can use your stopwatch basically. But it's like, let's say 1 hour, right? So I use this app called Minimalist on my phone, where basically you can set a task. Separate tasks actually, and once you start the timeline, you can also choose some really nice soothing sounds, but it does not let you do anything on your phone for the next 1 hour. I mean, if you want to exit the app and, you know, just switch off that whatever timeline that was going on, that is something you can obviously do, but that's self-control. Now I cannot help you with that. No application can help you with that. You have to manage it yourself. But that's what I do for Pomodoro method, and I just spoke to you about to-do lists. Now I've spoken about how to complete tasks, but also, again, this can be beneficial and non-beneficial for your mental health. If you're not taking breaks and if you're overexerting yourself, trust me, there is no sense in doing any of this stuff, because that will affect your mental health so badly. I mean, at first, I pressured myself to complete the work so much that I would, you know, not take a break in 5 hours, and then I would cry. I would literally cry out of, I don't know, irritation, anger, or stress, whatever it is, but I would cry because it's been so long since I'm working. I'm tired. I did not give myself a mental break, right? That's what you have to do. Do not overexert yourself. Even if, let's say, you give yourself 1 hour to study and you feel overexerted after 50 minutes. See, if you're actually feeling overexerted to yourself and you're not lying to yourself, then yes, you can take a break. Please do take a break, honestly. I would suggest taking a break, because breaks are as important as completing your tasks, because your next task, accomplishment in the next task is dependent on how free your mind is at the time of that task, right? You have to be completely free-minded. You have to let yourself do it with a very free and, you know, not a tired mind, you know, okay? Oh my god, why am I stuttering so much? And that was about the episode. If you want to make me tell you more stuff like Pomodoro method or to-do lists, let me know. I will make a specific episode on stuff you can do for time management. But this was not exactly that. So we're not going to focus on that. But yeah. Okay, and what's the next thing? Okay, now once you've completed your tasks, right? Not completed, but once you're, sorted with what you have to do. Make sure you take care of these four things while you do all of this. Number one is hydration. Make sure, I cannot emphasize enough, make sure you drink enough water. And I don't even need to explain why. And yeah, make sure your sleep schedule is back on track. Make sure your physical health and your mental health are also completely on track. I'm not going to tell you that it's going to benefit, that time management is benefiting your mental health in any way if these things are not on track, because these are literally the basics. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much it for this episode. Okay, now here are some things you have to remember. Number one, we don't have to complete our tasks. We have to, what have I written? My writing has gotten so bad. We have to stay motivated and excited to do them, and also happy while doing them. Doing them in a bad mood or staying in a bad mood after doing them will give you no benefit. Then, oh my god, I hate my writing now. I cannot understand my notes. I'm thinking this is create a life you can't wait to wake up to. Okay, wow, I've taken this quote off of Pinterest. Okay, but that's it for this episode, guys. I'm sorry if this felt as long as the last one. I did get some complaints in the last one that it was a little long, so I'm really sorry for that. I think this one is just for 11 minutes, so I think that's not that bad. But yeah, that's pretty much it for the episode. Thank you so much. Please stop procrastinating, manage, get off. Oh my god. I'm sorry, that's so loud. But all I'm saying is just get off of that bed, get on that desk, make yourself a coffee and complete your tasks. That's your motivation, whatever it is for today. Thank you so much for following my Instagram page. Have a look at the show notes because I'll give up some links and everything there, so you can completely check that out. But yeah, that's it for today's episode. Have a nice day and see you soon. Actually, talk to you soon.